Next up is a wonderful friend of mine and of everybody here, a very creative person who spreads her warmth everywhere, in song and in book, Jane Fallon.
Thank you. I wanted to show everybody who hasn't seen it, I do get my new book. It's actually real. It's got pages and everything. It's got a CD in the back. It's called Seven Songs in 7 Days, Journey of an Arkansas Traveler. And many of you were at my release on Sunday. My dad is here from Oregon, and so I snuck out a little bit tonight. He's here for 6 weeks, and he'll be going back in December. This is his story and the story of writing Seven Songs in 7 Days as we journeyed together across the Oregon desert, and he told me of his travels as a 11-year-old from Arkansas in 1936 across the southern tier of the country to California, and about raising a family and growing up in California in the 40s and finding a way to make a living just by doing what you do. And I'm real proud of it. It's got seven songs in the back. If you're interested, I've got books, or I've got cards too, if you'd just like to go to the website and look at what it's all about. So I didn't come really prepared to do much, so I'm just going to do an a cappella song that I wrote. It's a Christmas card, and it's very sweet, very simple, and well, I don't know whether you agree or not, but there's a lot of controversy constantly this time of year about whether one can say Merry Christmas or have a Christmas tree and that sort of thing, and this is my take on that. It's that time of year again to give each other cheer again. The dilemma doth appear again. What message do I bring? It would be the best for me to be correct politically, but I have the tendency to blurt out the wrong thing. So if I wish you Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays, you really must forgive me. It's the way that I was raised. I remember old time Christmases around a Christmas tree, exchanging old time gifts with my family, while Grandma told me stories of a child a lot like me, who was sent to live among us to teach us all humility. Some take the Christ from Christmas and replace it with an X, and some say season's greetings, that all-inclusive text. These phrases have a place in our society, but I retain the message that means the most for me. So if I see you on the street and want to wish you well, I might say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Solstice, or Joyeux Noël. I might say Merry Christmas and I won't mean to offend. It's just my way of telling you I love you. Peace and joy be yours, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Another big hand for Jane Fallon.